Final score in Statesboro, Georgia State sweeps the weekend with a 58-49 victory over the Eagles. Georgia Southern now 11-14 going into the final two home games of the regular season. That'll be Wednesday against the Cajuns and then Friday against ULM for senior night. Both of those are 7 o'clock tips. You can catch them beginning at 6:30 with the Cutwater Spirits countdown to tip-off. Joined now by head coach Brian Bergen. We were commenting multiple times during the first half. Not only were you defending, holding them to 21 points, but the front court combination of Andre Saversoff and Prince Toyambi really got you guys off to a good start.
We really attacked the paint, really got a lot of paint touches. Prince Toyambi, Andre did a great job finishing. And then we defended in the first half with great effort. I thought it was a solid effort across the board for 40 minutes.
And then with Andre, it wasn't just the fact that he was making his twos. He was stepping out. He started 4 of 4 from three-point territory. I know that's a part of the game that he takes a lot of pride in, being able to be an inside-outside guy in 21 points in 31 minutes. It seemed like he was really engaged today.
He's a very versatile player, have the ability to play inside, play out. We saw that today. We're just trying to continue to get better on a day-to-day basis, try to keep these guys up, moving into the last two home games before we go to the Sunbelt tournament play.
What did you notice in the final 8 minutes of the game?
You know, give Georgia State credit. I thought they tried to get out in transition for some easy baskets, and they were able to get those easy baskets. And then also some key offensive rebounds. We felt at halftime that Kane Williams would be extremely aggressive in the second half, and he was, not only from the point standpoint, but also being a playmaker with the assist. And they were the more aggressive team the last 8 minutes.
Getting a chance to end the season at home before Pensacola, getting a couple of days to prepare for two teams that you've already seen with the Cajuns on Wednesday and then ULM on Friday. What will be the point of focus over these next couple of days as we wrap up the regular season?
Nothing changes there, Dan. We've got to try to get better, you know, continue to get better, keep guys up, keep them moving in the right direction. Two more home games. I would like to say I thought it was a great crowd, great atmosphere. Wouldn't expect anything different than Hanner Fieldhouse, toughest place to play in the league.
3,353 in attendance, largest crowd of 2022. But Georgia State gets the victory by a final of 58-49. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week against the Louisiana schools.
GATA, Danny.
Head coach Brian Berg from Hanner Fieldhouse will wrap things up in just a moment. 58-49 the final, the Panthers over the Eagles on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Lear.